So we're going to talk about recent purchases. This is going to be part one. I'll probably record part two next week since I already got an episode done today. But we have a Charlton comic, a 20 center, Attack, number 14. We got another Charlton comic, number 5, D-Day. It's a military comic. We got a Ghostly Haunts number 43, a really nice cover of a vampire on there. I really like that cover. We have Ghostly Visit Ghost Manor if you dare. So it's Ghost Manor number 16. Very hard cover to explain other than a guy's dealing with his fear of spiders and snakes. Ghost Manor, number 46. Even death could not silence the voice of the victim. All Ditko art. Got a Ghost Manor. This one looks like there's a guy imprisoned in a basement bars like in a jail cell. Ghostly Tales, number 67, has a surgeon in the cover. And it says, "Heh heh heh, there's a bit of miraculous surgery, a transplanted voice box. But when he spokes, it was the voice from out there." And then it has a guy in the corner in a circle strangling himself. That is kind of terrifying. Ghostly Tales, number 79. This has like a vampire woman on the cover. "Come forth, spirits, help me seek revenge." And then it says, "Witches, warlocks in this day and age." You better believe it. There's just one catch. Can you tell which witch? Ghostly Tales, number 82. This guy has a guy with a crossbow. And there's a bunch of ghosts. Look like they're taking his woman away from him. The engagement party. Ghostly Tales, number 109. This has a bunch of ghosts going after a guy that has a dummy and a gun. He looks like he shot somebody, but maybe the dummy's controlling him. I don't know. Ghostly Tales number 123 has a werewolf going after a hooded woman. Ghostly Tales number 147 has looks like a small mausoleum castle looking thing. With a ghost there and a woman with a flashlight coming upon him. We from Charlton Comics. This one's a beat up copy. This is probably GVG, but the rest of them really nice copies. Konga's Revenge, who's like a King Kong type character. I think he actually had a movie too. Number one. This is a 2.0 complete. At least that's what it's listed on there. But that's number one, so it's kind of a big deal. We have a Jetsons. He's pushing a button. Maid's Night Out. This it's hard to tell what the numbers are here because they didn't put numbers on them. We have a Charlton number 69. The Many Ghosts of Dr. Graves. This guy says, "How did you get in?" "Well, I can see through you. You're a ghost, but that means you're dead." "No, I'm not dead, but you will be shortly." We have Midnight Tales. Picked up a lot of these recently. Number six. Arkning, did you feed the Carnivorous Vicarious again? It's the two hosts of the show. And then he's asking her the same question on the next issue of number seven. "Hold the light a bit closer to the inscriptions." And he's reading the inscriptions. The Midnight Philosopher and Arcani in Ooze. Then we got another Midnight Tales, number nine. "Uncle, I think you'd better hand me that large can." It looks like a huge spider's coming down from the ceiling. And that can, what is that can hold? Say on it, insect spray. Monster Hunters, all Ditko art. Number 14 has a guy hanging from a rope and falling into this huge hand. Another Monster Hunters. Looks like Ditko art. This is number 18. Has a seance thing happening with a bunch of thieves breaking in. And looks like she's calling upon a demon to protect herself or maybe kill these fuckers. We got the Phantom number 63 from Charlton Comics. Number 66, he's being thrown in with a bunch of with sharks in the water. Space Adventures featuring Captain Autumn, number 10, 35 Center. We got a Charlton Action featuring Static. This is number 11. The Valley of the Dinosaurs, number 8. This is based on Hanna-Barbera cartoon. The Magic Sword by Dell. I have no idea what this is, but it must have been a movie. A Family Affair comic book. That's a TV show. Garrison's Gorillas. Never seen it. Don't know what it is. It says on the cover, the coupons clipped out. Astonishing Raid. Rid the Underground of Spies. Only gorillas could do it. It's got the actors' names on there. Ron Harper, Rudy Soleri, Christopher Carey, Cesar Danova, and Brandon Boone. I never heard of the show, but it's a gold. That's a it's a Dell. A Gold Key Jet Dream. Jet and her area bots play human shields to Generalissimo, worth 2 million dead. Looks like a Charlie's Angels type wannabe. We got The Man from U.N.C.L.E. This one I have heard, Gold Key. I don't know what issues they are because of their funkiness. Another Man from U.N.C.L.E. and another Man from U.N.C.L.E. Well, four Man from U.N.C.L.E.s. Five! And then finally from Gold Key, a book called Maya. This looks like it was based on a National Geographic type show or TV show about elephants. But yeah, there's a lot of properties I don't know about. And these were all Charlton and Dell type comics. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll be back with some questions and some more weekly reads. So talk to you soon. Hello, I am back, and we are going to get to some listener questions. So I am going to Twitter first, and let's see how many I have there. I have three questions from Dallo Spicer. Question number one. A dinner party game. You could invite five people from the comic book industry. Who are you inviting and why? Follow-up question, what food are you serving? He said he'd invite Dinesh Shamdasani, who's the... He had Valiant Comics and now's Bad Idea. Todd McFarlane. V. Diddy. Alan Moore. David Laffam. That's a good list. I wonder if Alan Moore would show up. So, my list, I would invite Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson, Rob Liefeld, and Jim Shooter. And Kevin Van Hook, just because he seems like a cool fucker. Like, he just seems like a really cool guy. I still want to meet him because I talk to him on Facebook all the time. He's one of those guys that's real social with me personally. I think that'd be a good list. I have another personal list, like I'd invite, like, Tom Scioli, Andrew Peepoy, Drew Moss, like friends that I know. But that list, I think it has the Valiant with the Jim Shooter and the Marvel and the DC with Jim Shooters, and I could even go into Broadway comics and Defiant. I'd rather just eat with Jim Shooter. But Todd, I'd have so much questions for just because those guys just became rich off of, going their own direction. And I listen to Rob every week. Eric, I think, would be fascinating, but it would be weird to have like five of these creators, some of them which probably don't get along, at the same dinner party. Like, I'd rather have one over. And then on another night, have another over, and then another over, and then just be able to chat. But the 90s are pretty doggone special to me. So, that would be a good group to have. The oddball out of them is Kevin Van Hook because he was really big with Valiant, but he wasn't as big as those other guys. I mean, Kevin Van Hook does have a lot of film stuff behind him too. So he would be really interesting. So I'd have two Valiant guys and three Image guys. Interesting, huh? Yeah, I think that'd be fun. And what am I serving? I would probably just barbecue something because it's just easier. Like we could smoke some ribs, smoke some tri-tip, make some baked beans and potato salad, and just have a good old time on the deck. Yeah, on a nice day. Corn on the cob, grill some of that. Yeah, I think that would be my list. So, your next question says, what do you think about DC Compact Comics? Good idea. I assume you have all that content already, but you're tempted with this format and price point. Do I think it's a good idea? Yeah, anytime you can try a new, cheaper format. And with the books that they're releasing, they seem desirable. And from what podcasts I've listened to, people are actually interested in this format. I think it's a good idea. Anytime you can get comics books in front of somebody and maybe compete with a smaller size and get closer to a manga look, the better off you could get other people to look at it maybe. I do think the next generation though likes manga, and this is not manga, so it's something different. But anytime you can do something, and hopefully it is successful, they'll sell. I hope it's successful. And they said, I assume you have all that content already. I do. I don't think there's anything that they released on that first wave and second wave that I don't already own in singles, and I also own in some kind of trade in some cases or collected edition as well. I assume you have all the content already, but you're tempted with the format and price point. No, I'm not personally tempted, but I think it's good for the industry and people in general. It's nice to. I'm not tempted by the format because it's smaller. I can't see for shit anymore. I'm getting older. I need things bigger. And the price point, yeah, that's kind of nice, but I'd either like to read a bigger format or a digital format. I don't know. I think the more formats you get out there, the more diversity you have, and some people might latch onto this format. So I'm glad for everybody else. I hope it attracts an audience that they desire. It sounds like they will, in the book market. I don't think it'll draw a lot of hardcore Wednesday warriors or people like that. What do you think about the new DC Absolute releases, the creative teams, etc.? I think it's a shot in the arm that the industry needs as a whole, not just DC, but somebody needs to get people excited. And if this is like the New 52 did, which got people excited for about 1 year and then petered off, maybe this is a little shot of adrenaline to the industry. Their first launches, Absolute Batman, Absolute Superman, Absolute Wonder Woman, I think they're going to be pretty good. I think they got good creative teams. I have no idea what to expect. Is this the ultimate universe for DC? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to spawn in, spawn out of that current event with Amanda Waller and DC All In, and how we're going to get a new universe out of it. But it should be interesting. Artistically, it looks very different. Especially Batman. He looks thick, man. But I said the same thing about Frank Miller's Batman. He looked pretty thick too, and look what we got there. So, I hope it's going to be as big as Rob Liefeld thinks, because he talked about it on his podcast for a while, especially the Batman, Nick Dragotta and Scott Snyder. Jason Aaron's doing another one. I can't remember the artist, and Wonder Woman, I don't remember. I'm curious too how it'll evolve and how these characters will. That's a weird notice or noise I got on my recorder, and I didn't hit anything. That's weird. So, do you think it'll be a success, and how long will it last? I hope it lasts as long. What I hope it is I hope it lasts as long as the Ultimate Universe. And I hope it lasts longer than a year. I hope it's not like just 3 months and we're kind of out. But we'll see. I wonder if I'm getting mail. Is that what's happening? Yeah, I got an e. Well, no. I don't know where that noise is coming from. Is it Amazon.com telling me something arrived? Don't know. I'm hearing a weird noise, like a connect disconnect. But my recorder's still going. So that's those three questions. I think I have another question from a listener, the new listener, and I don't remember which email I got it on, but it was an email. And yeah, this is from a listener. Master of Broken English. He signs it P, and I think he's from another country, but I'm not sure. He said, "Thanks for your reply. A few questions. If I'm not mistaken, you would like to create comics when you retire. Do you have any genre stories in mind? Do you dedicate part of your time to creative writing or drawing? Who are your main artistic influences?" No, I don't want to make any comics when I retire. I want to finish the comic that I did, The Guesser, and I'm hoping to do it before I retire. I really want to retire. I'm just so tired. But I would like to go to school to learn to draw, and that could change things if I could learn to draw my own stuff. But yeah, I'm probably going to take some art classes just for fun and just to see what I can do and go from there. But I see how much it costs to make comics, and I see how much I'll probably get in return, and I'll probably end up eating like 5 grand after all's said and done. So it's not something I really want to do, especially after I've done it as far as I have. Like, I have the pages drawn, I have the script written. I have a cover done. I need to letter or find someone to do it, and then get a somebody to do a logo, and then decide if I want it in color or not. But at this point, I don't think I want it in color. But what I don't know what I just did. Save draft. No, delete changes. Are there any episodes about the Shadow, Blood, and Judgment by Howard Chaykin on DC Noise? There's probably several episodes. I don't know if they're still available because of our bandwidth and size, and every RSS catcher allows less and less podcasts. So I have talked about The Shadow. I don't think I've talked about Howard Chaykin's Shadow. I have talked about Dynamite Shadow and Garth Ennis Shadow with God, I can't think of his name as art, but I actually have some pages from that. And I became a big Shadow fan. Like, I own every Shadow that's DC, and I own a lot of other shadows. I own some Archie shadows and some Image shadows. This Howard Chaykin shadow that you talk about, I own. So, like, I really do like the Shadow. I don't remember Blood and Judgment. I'm gonna look on my database. I think I own this one. Yeah, the Shadow, Blood and Judgment. Let's see. This Howard Chaykin, and I do own it. And it was DC, so I'm pretty sure I own. I don't remember it, so I'd have to revisit it at some point. Yeah, this looks like something I'd like to revisit at some point. You say, I am reading it right now. Great detailed panel layouts, vibrant colors, and a complex story. Yeah, I like the Shadow. I like all the pulp heroes. I like Shadow, Green Hornet. I guess you could consider Lone Ranger, Tarzan, Pulp, Conan. A lot of the heroes that don't have powers that were radio serials and stuff like that. Pre-Action Comics number one. So yeah, that was a good question. Thank you for Master of Broken English for sending that question in. I hope you hear my answer at some point. And I probably should get to the weekly reads to wrap this up, because I'm trying to go for my COVID and flu shot, and I'm hoping their site was down, so they said just show up and see if they're there, and I'm hoping I can get both of them before Baltimore Comic Con, because it takes about 2 weeks to be effective, and I'm coming up on that. So, and cons are big bacteria vats. Lots of germs, man. So I'll be back with weekly reads. So we're gonna talk about some books read from July 15th to July 21st. Well, but first we go into the, that's weird. I have some more. I have to count. I took out the 3 out of 5s. And those were only 2 issues. So I got to add 2 more to Marvel for a total of 14. Okay, we're back on track. So let's go first over the movies and stuff I watched. I watched, they were all 4 out of 5s. I really enjoyed them. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is the new Beverly Hills Cop movie on Netflix. Very entertained by it. Return of a lot of the characters from all the Beverly Hills Cop movies. So I really enjoyed it. Good comedy, good action. Maxine is the final movie for X, Pearl, and now Maxine. It was the horror trilogy. It went from from the 70s back to the 20s, I think. I don't remember. And then Maxine was in the 70s before X. But it's a horror movie. Atlas. This one I really liked. This was the Jennifer Lopez movie on Netflix that was sci-fi. And it's like she's got mech and they have to go to another planet to defeat some AI. I really liked that one. So Comics Red, 26. 1 Titan, 1 Paper Films, 1 North Star, 14 Marvel, 1 Harvey, 1 Dynamite, 2 DC, 3 Blood Moon, 1 American Mythology, and 1 Arcade Comics. We'll start with the 3 out of 5s. We got Venom, 34 and 35. This had a comment, is it wrong that I just want a Venom book? It seems like this book is always in event mode. You know, it's pre-Venom War. This is going into Venom War. Prior to that, it was in another event, Carnage something. It just keeps on going from event. Oh, it was in Blood Hunt, too. So we went from Blood Hunt to Venom War. And it's like Superboy in the New 52. Like, he never had his own... He had his own title, but he was never in his own title. He was jumping from event to event to event that would cross over with Titans, Supergirl, all kinds of different books, and never really established it as a book of its own. That's kind of what they're doing with Venom. I am thinking about dropping Venom as soon as this volume ends and just reading it digitally. 4 out of 5 is Nitrogen, number 1. This is Arcade Comics. Gave us a band of villains that steal a jewel from a retired superhero, and Lady Supreme comes in to help but is defeated. Strange ending that we will never see a finished story. Arcade was off, like, he got like 1 or 2 issues of a couple titles, and then they just died on the vine. And man, you had some big writers. You had Robert Kirkman doing some, and I can't remember if it's Alan Moore, and it was just like Youngblood and something else, and it was out the gate, looked like it was gonna be exciting. And I picked them up at San Diego Comic-Con probably around 2006 or time frame, and they just died on the vine. I don't know what the story is, why Arcade failed. I don't. And I know it had to do something with money, because that's the only time things like that fail. That's potential spam, so I'm not going to answer that. But if they leave a message, I'll call. I am on call today, but that's a number I don't recognize. And I hate answering spam. Helverine, number 2. I think this is the issue we learned who Helverine is. I didn't even know. I missed the issues where this particular character died, but it's pretty much Wolverine's son, and Wolverine's son became Helverine. And I missed the issues where Dokken died. But this explains some of that stuff. Gold Key Alliance number 4. This is a multiverse of Gold Key characters against the Sky God. This one ended, and the story never finished. And it's been a while since I read it. Had a lot of potential to be really good, but some things die on the vine, I guess. I don't know why people don't want to read Gold Key like I want to read Gold Key, but Lotta is a Harvey character. It's my first time reading the character. 118. It's my first Little Lotta comic book. Let's see if they leave a message. No. Said potential spam, so. My first time reading a Little Lotta comic book. Man, she diets like me too. You lose weight and then celebrate by eating. I am finally losing some weight. I've come down about 5 to 6 pounds. It's taken a while because I'm doing a slow calorie thing. And I'm exercising a little bit more than I have already. And I'm trimming about a pound to 2 pounds a month. So, slowly but surely. Hopefully I won't ever be like Little Lotta and say, oh, I lost this much weight, I'm going to go put it back on. Beast of Bowler Boulevard. This is a monster story from American mythology. And man, it was an exciting first issue. I so good that I went to the storage unit and picked up the next 2 issues so I could read them, but I haven't gotten around to it. Suicide Squad Dream Team 1 and 2. Amanda is using the Dreamer for her game. Clock King, Black Alice, Bizarro, Harley Quinn are part of the team. Dreamer feels betrayed and turns on Amanda when she attacks an alien city, and the Suicide Squad must capture Dreamer. Obviously, that wraps up with Amanda still controlling Dreamer, if you've been reading the Absolute Power series. We have X-Men Blood Magic, Blood Hunt number 1. This was a good one, done in one story about her protecting 2 kids. Magic is one of my favorite characters. War Machine number 20. These might be out of order in terms of storyline, because I was reading The Crossing, which started off as another title, but in the 90s, there was a big event, and this event went over from War Machine to Iron Man to Forceworks to Avengers and just kept on going. And I'm reading it for the first time. With the War Machine armor destroyed, Rhodes now has an alien armor that's called Warwear. He stops Wolfgang, a beach muscle guy, on super steroids, and then goes to help U.S. agent find why Hawkeye is being framed for murder in Avengers Crossing. That was War Machine 20. We have Iron Man 313. Tony Stark is reliving his history with alcohol and his father's. Forceworks number 8, it's Christmas and Tony throws a party to make peace with the West Coast Avengers and loosen up his relationship with Forceworks. Avengers 390, the prequel to the Avengers Crossing, Avengers the Crossing number 1. Wow, what an ending, the death of Marilla. And wait till you get to see who killed her. Marilla was one of the PR people for Forceworks. And the reunion party turns into a nightmare as the Avengers are attacked by a race of people that look like Eternals. Gilgamesh is now an old man. They kind of left that storyline on the... He was one guy that sort of died in Death Cry as an Avenger, and she kind of just vanished, if I remember correctly. Angry Hawkeye, still mad at Tony. We have Avengers 391 through 392. Newt, he's a little blue guy, but powerful because he attacks the Avengers and he kills Gilgamesh. Vision tells others about the death of Marilla by plasma beams and also believes the female Yellowjacket is also dead. Natasha orders evacuation of Avengers' mansion until they find out what mysterious vault door is in the basement. Iron Man 321 and 322. Iron Man and Hank are trying to break into the basement door and fail. Hank is murdered? Question mark. No, he's not, by the way. But it looked like there was just a bunch of murders, you know. Then Tony attacks Maureen Rogers. I have a note. Who is she? And Force Works. So let me just get things straight here. Marilla, I think, was an Inhuman babysitter for Crystal and Quicksilver's child. Whereas Maureen Rogers, I think she was actually the Force Works PR person. Force Works, Tony tells everyone that Cyber Macer is a new member against the team's wishes. He then has U.S. agent got to talk to Hawkeye and tricks him into bringing Hawkeye in for murder. Hawkeye didn't do the murders, by the way. You learn who the big bad is in this. It's, I'm going to spoil something for you, but it's Kang and Tony Stark. But we got Savage Sword of Conan, another solid issue of Conan where werewolves, and wraps up a Solomon Kane story. I think in the story, Conan turned into a werewolf for a little bit. Got Endangered 2 through 4, a sci-fi about a race of humans going back to Earth. After being in cyber sleep for a while, and Earth was contaminated due to nuclear war, and those nuclear warheads caused... Now you got roughage and plants growing back after they've been sleeping through it. But a lot of the insects have grown to giant monsters. And now that this human race is down there, Endangered was fantastic. But it didn't end. And there was supposed to be a second volume, but I don't think it's ever going to come out. But I wish it would. The 5 out of 5s were the Rage hardcover. This is by Jimmy Palmiotti. This is a story about the moon causing the majority of people to turn into raging monsters. Not really. It's kind of like a rage thing, you know, like turns them to run fast and go after you, almost like a fast zombie and rage against you. And only a handful of people are immune, but it happens at night. And this is a story about a father and a daughter. Really incredibly done. It was a hardcover. I really enjoyed this post-apocalyptic story, by the way. I really did. And then the 5 out of 5 goes to North Star. I didn't think this would be a 5 out of 5 when I bought it. It's really actually worth money, too. Leatherface number 1. I was like, holy crap, this... Bloodbath was an incredible first issue. Now the hard part is to try to find the next 3 issues. And guess what? I did find the next 3 issues on eBay. And I probably paid like roughly $30 for all 3 from different buyers. Maybe $35. They weren't cheap. But I really enjoyed that series. Really did. I like it more than the movie, which is what this spawned out of. It was basically, he was given the script to do like an adaptation, and he said, I don't want to do an adaptation, but I want to use like the loose script to form my own plot. And he did, and it was really good. It was really, really good. So that wraps up the books read for 715 through 721. Again, the top book was Leatherface number 1 from North Star, and Rage hardcover from Paper Films. That was a Kickstarter. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, you can reach me at mikemyersbrunch@gmail.com. Note, I have changed my email. I'm trying to migrate off the other one that's costing me money. I still have a lot of lifting to do to get off of that entirely. And one of my accounts is linked to the other one. Sucks. One of my digital access thing. So that's the best way to get a hold of me. Send me questions. Also on Twitter, Mike Myers Brunch. And also on Blue Sky, you can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch. So send me questions. Keep the show alive. And I have a lot of fun talking and discussing the questions with you and talk about recent purchases and going over what I read. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Keep reading comics and enjoying them. Bye-bye.